All right, well, we had beautiful weather for the second straight day, which was nice. The guys liked that. It was a good day for the defense. I thought they came out and played fast. And, again, we're throwing a lot of stuff at the offense right now. They're growing. So it was good for them to kind of see when they make some mistakes to be able to fix that on tape and then come out tomorrow, correct them, and move on.
So. As you get a better assessment of this defense, what do you sense you have on that side of the ball right now?
Well, right now there's a trust from one another because they've been together. You know, there's that experience factor, which is good. So and they believe in what they got going on with Vic's system. So when you have that, that's always good. And so they just want to kind of grow from any mistakes they made last year. Different areas of the game that they can improve on, and that's what they're doing right now.
What have you come to value about Vic and the time that you've been together with him now?
Well, he's competitive and he likes to rub it in when they want to play a little bit without saying anything. So no, he's a guy that has so much experience. He's been in this game for a long time. He knows what he's doing. So for me, having that trust factor and knowing you have a guy that brings all that experience to the table with these guys, it's comforting.
What did you see, or what were you told about Prince, and you obviously saw in film from him that you wanted to bring him back?
Well, Prince has been in this league for a while, so he understands the game. He's a player that has that's played against a lot of different wide receivers, and we like his demeanor. He's been in the system. Anytime you can bring people back that are in the system, that coaches, personnel want back, that's what you want. So that was pretty easy for us with Prince.
A guy like Roquan, how is he fitting in with some of these veterans?
He's doing well. Yeah, you saw one play we threw the ball to the flat, and he just came out like a rocket out of nowhere and made a play, and it kind of made me chuckle a little bit because that's what I saw on tape.
Is it difficult, though, to have a defense already set when you have a new offense that's being taught?
Yeah, well, it's not difficult. It's good. It's actually good for us because we're getting an experienced defense. So offensively, my message to the team and on the offensive side is just be patient and don't get frustrated. They understand that they're going to play a little bit faster than us right now, but we'll have some growing pains, but we'll get back to square one in training camp.
Kyle Long did a lot today. Is he going to have a helmet at some point?
Yeah, at some point we'll get him out there. You know, for him, he's been doing really well. He's been, just honing in on the details of their job on the offensive line, and then as soon as we all agree that it's ready to go, he'll be up and going.
Matt, what are your impressions of Danny Trevathan, especially like watching game tape last year? How much do you think someone like that could help grow from playing in that?
Well, he's a veteran, and again, you have that veteran experience. We went against Danny when I was in Kansas City when he was with Denver, so we always knew what kind of player he was, and so he has a demeanor to him, a focus of he's very serious when he's out there on the field, and he'll have a great mentorship. He'll be a great mentor for Roquan.
Matt, Kyle, assuming he's healthy, is he locked in at right guard, or does Harry still look at him and think about the possibilities for an athlete like that?
No, no one on this team is locked into any position, but I would say he's about as close as he gets. I mean, that's his spot. And I said that the other day with Cody. We want these guys to feel comfortable in their positions.
Where is Allen Robinson at his rehab?
He's ahead of the game. He's looking good. We're feeling really good about his prognosis as far as getting started. And we don't need to rush it. So he's been doing great in meetings. He's answering every question in the meetings. He's out here focused. Doing everything that we want him to do.
How kind of impression has Adam Shaheen made on you so far?
So he's bigger than I originally thought he was, and then his radius that his catching radius is probably I'd put in the same category. He has very natural hands. He's a guy that fits our offense really well, and so now it's just a matter of how fast is he going to learn it and just figure out the details and the ins and outs of the different routes that we run.
How is Mitch different from the kid you got to know in the scouting process last year?
Well, you know, you only have 6 hours with them, so that's a hard question to answer because you're sitting in a room going over plays on a board. Whereas out here, I get to see interaction of how he reacts to a good play and a bad play. My belief of where he's at right now is obviously I'm impressed, but at the same time, we know that he's got a lot of growth ahead of him, so we'll just continue to focus each day.
From what you see out here and on film, are you ever surprised by how much Tariq can catch and how good his hands are?
He's actually the one kid on this team that I knew had a lot of talent, but he comes out here and he runs every route the right way. He catches most balls. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes, And you see that how he is in the meeting rooms when he's listening to the plays, when he's out here, how serious he is, but yet he knows how to have fun. So he's a player that for me, you want to be, you get giddy about, but you also know that you got other players too, you know, so you can feel where I'm at on that.
Out in Indy, they're doing things like for the new playbook, like running tests, quizzing the players on what they know. Are you doing anything like that off to the side to make sure they're establishing the continuity with the playbook, or is it just a matter of them studying and,
No, we do all that on tape. We're able to just kind of see where they're at, alignments and splits on tape, bring them back in and watch it on film.
Just the general feel having everybody together. I mean, what's this like to you to see your team coming together?
It's happy. I mean, it's fun. It's happy. I mean, everyone out here has smiles on their face. Everyone's running around having a good time. The defense is talking trash to the offense. The offense is coming, trying to give them comebacks. But it's fun. And that's what we wanted from this team, is to come out here and have fun, play hard. Forget about mistakes. We don't care about those right now. We'll fix those later. Try to eliminate them and minimize them as much as you can. But so far, this is only day two of phase three OTAs, but I'm really happy with where we're at.
Matt, what did you make of Eddie Jackson's rookie season?
Throughout what?
His rookie season when you looked at
Yeah. So, again, a fourth-round kid He reminds me a little bit of a player that he can do it all. He can hit, you know, he has great ball skills. He has good speed. He's smart. So as a rookie last year, for him coming into his own, and now this year being a second year guy, to play where he's at this year, we want him to just kind of get a little bit better from last year. So I was impressed with him.
Why would you say that having fun is an important attribute to have out here?
Well, that's why we're out here. That's exactly why we're out here. And then it goes back to my message of just being you and let your personality show. So while you're out here, don't leave it in the building. You know, same thing. When you're out here, have fun, let it loose. And I want that to translate to the field as well. Don't get tight when we get in the ball game now. Just go out and let it go.
Thanks, guys.
Good.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.